demand for coronavirus tests, the U.S. has now recorded more than 11 million confirmed cases of COVID-19. The number of new unemployment claims was higher than expected last week.
The number of new claims rose 31,000 to 742,000. The number of people still receiving benefits declined to 6.3 million.
Fox's Jenny Casola. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The news continues to get better and better as we get towards the weekend. For today, hard to improve on this with lots of sunshine, great fall day, high temperature up in the upper 60s, not quite as cold tonight, overnight low 44. Tomorrow, warming trend begins, a great Friday forecast, sunshine with a high around 73. Then over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, you're going to love this, warm and dry with highs in the mid-70s, 50s at night, maybe a stray shower or two on Monday, but still very mild for November. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. When there's a project to take on, you say bring it on. Just like Kubota equipment from Capital Tractor. An orange army of one with you in command, turning a big job into no big deal. Kubota, Capital Tractor, and you. Together we do more. Montgomery and Brundage.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey announced a $200 million grant program called Revive Plus. It will support small businesses, nonprofits, and faith-based organizations that have been impacted by COVID-19. Revive Plus will award grants of up to $20,000 to organizations with 50 employees or fewer. Andalusia police have identified the man killed in a shooting earlier this week. They say 26-year-old Micah Kuhn was shot and killed on George Street Monday night. Police have not made any arrests. And some holiday traditions in the River region are being canceled this year because of the coronavirus. The Shops at East Chase confirms its annual Christmas parade will not be held this year. Officials say they will have holiday-themed performances at the shops throughout the season. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investment. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
Ernest Financial, LLC, presents...
Did you know?
Did you know that the average life expectancy of an American these days is almost 79 years? Yep, it seems that Americans are living longer, and having a longer life is a pretty good deal. Unless, of course, you outlive your money. It's true that a lot of Americans get Social Security, but I'm talking about the money that you put aside for retirement. The money that you depended on for your old age. Now, I'm not saying you live past 79 years old, you're going to be broke, but unless you planned properly, there is a chance you could run out of money. That's why you need to call David Ernest, 279-7431. David is an asset preservationist with nearly 40 years of experience in making sure that you don't outlive your money. So call David today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
See. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show. On a Thursday. Hey, tonight is the night at Dillon Rings for the ladies' night. You guys need to put it on your calendar. I'll be giving you the cell phone number in a little bit. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Midtown Mitch. Midtown Mitch, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. It's really really interesting to the news that this news conference thing's coming out. That's been pretty interesting. So
I'm glad you guys like it.
Made it an exciting day today. What really concerns me, though, is that I'm almost willing to bet you we're not going to hear hardly anything on it in the news here.
You know about ABC, NBC, and CBS? You can bank on it. You will not hear. The only thing you may hear on it is that the Trump team made baseless charges and then just fill in the blank.
Yeah, that's exactly what we'll hear.
You'll either hear nothing or you'll hear baseless charges.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, that's and that's really, really sad because I really have been listening, and that's just hard to listen to when they just don't give you the information you need.
Yep.
Anyway, can I get in on the Sweet Creek?
Well, it kind of depends. Have you had a good day today? And have you been a good boy, Mitch?
I have. I've been out and about calling on customers before the holiday season next week, and everything's closed down. And I'm formulating my game plan on how I'm going to smoke a turkey in my smoker. So that's going to be, I got to get that all planned out.
Well, let me tell you something. The cigarette wrapping around the turkey can be really tricky when you smoke it.
Well, yeah.
You got to get the big roller for that.
I'm sure it doesn't inhale very well either. Well, it inhales, but not in the way that we're talking about.
Yeah, it's not as smooth as. Well, that's great. So you're gonna smoke it versus fry it?
Yeah, I got a Traeger smoker about 3 years ago, and I'm just telling you, those pellet smokers they make it really easy. I'll tell you.
Yeah, had a friend of mine has that, and he did a Boston butt on it, and it was really good.
It just makes it so easy, and I've smoked a lot of different things on it, but I'm going to try something different with this turkey this year, so we'll see what happens. But I'll let you know how it goes. But
please do.
Anyway, it's good. My birthday is 312.
What do you say, Joe? You can put him in?
Yeah, we got you.
Midtown Mitch, you're in, buddy.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate y'all very much. Really enjoying the show today. So
thank you very much. You have a wonderful day. Let's go back into the press conference. Rudy Giuliani is fielding questions.
Chanel? Mr. Mayor, thank you. And to Ms. Howell as well. Where is our FBI? And have they expressed any interest whatsoever in looking into allegations of voter fraud and election fraud that you have pointed out in these 6 days?
Come on, you have to have a little humor.
We have witnesses who have actually reported.
Where are you, FBI?
And nothing's happened as a result of it.
I don't know where the FBI has been for the last 3 years. I have no idea where the FBI has been for the last 4 years. Explain to me how the FBI concealed a memo in the hand of Brennan to Obama saying that Hillary basically made up the Russian collusion plot. They withheld that for 4 years and cost our country $40 million and two impeachment, one attempted, one actual, and then an acquittal proceeding. I don't know where they've been. I don't know where they were on the hard drive. They got it 8-10 months ago. There are clear crimes revealed on it.
Didn't do
anything with that. I don't know where they are now. Our country has had its ballots counted, calculated, and manipulated in a foreign country with a company controlled by friends of an enemy of the United States. What do we have to do to get the FBI to wake up? Maybe we need a new agency to protect us. I have no idea.
in terms of, if I might speak for just a minute, in terms of the level of corruption we are looking at here, we have no idea how many Republican or Democratic candidates in any state across the country paid to have the system rigged to work for them. These people didn't do this just to take control. They make one heck of a lot of money off of it. Think about the global interests behind your own news organizations. Think about the pressure being brought to bear on from the social media companies to shut down free speech on any challenge to the election. This is a massive, well-funded, coordinated effort to deprive we the people of the United States of our most fundamental right under the Constitution to preserve this republic that we all cherish. It is of the greatest concern. It is the 1775 of our generation and beyond.
Sydney, speaking of our votes being held and processed, tabulated overseas, there's reports that there was a piece of hardware, possibly a server, picked up in Germany. Is that true, and is it related to this?
That is true. It's somehow related to this, but I do not know whether good guys got it or bad guys got it.
We don't know who picked it up.
Wait, pause it.
I can only hear
one person. She just confirmed what the caller had said, that they did get the server in Germany.
But she doesn't know who exactly.
We don't know if it's good guys or bad guys. So right. That was a confirmation there. Go ahead.
I'm going to take the one with the hands raised.
I'm with just the news.
Yes.
Matter of fact, back it up a little bit and let's hear that again.
First, on the issue,
see if I get any nuance in it.
Of the greatest concern, it is the 1775 of our generation and beyond.
Sydney,
yes.
Our votes being held and processed, tabulated overseas. There's reports that there was a piece of hardware, possibly a server, picked up in Germany. Is that true, and is it related to this?
That is true. It is somehow related to this, but I do not know whether good guys got it or bad guys got it.
We don't know who picked it up.
Why are you not requesting a recount in Wisconsin where the counties used Dominion systems?
I can only hear one person at the time. I'm going to take the one with the hands raised.
I'm with Just the News.
Yes.
So question for you, Sydney. First, on the issue of the machines, do you plan to are you seeking a court order to either seize or subpoena or just to gain access to any of these machines in any of these contested districts? Have you begun that process? And when can we expect a timeline on that? And then for you, Mr. Mayor, you mentioned in Wisconsin and in Michigan these issues of overvoting. Where can we learn more about this? You're saying 150, 200%?
Up to 350% in some places.
Where would we get access to that data? And then to what extent were those people who showed up to vote in person? Because in Michigan, for example, they did allow same-day registration.
Yes, well, the same-day registration causes problems with the vote signature and the registration itself. That's a whole different system that makes it impossible, really, to validate the signature. I mean, one person could sign the same name. I mean, I could sign John Smith, I could sign Kay Smith, I could sign, you know, on both things and run 50 ballots that way. And we've got some evidence of that being done as well. Rudy, do you want to speak to the other part of it?
Sure. We have now three overvote analyses done, one for Pennsylvania, one for Michigan, and one for Wisconsin. We're in the process, Georgia. We're in the process of doing the others. I'll check to see if it's appropriate for us to make it public.
Well,
I imagine it is, but you could actually do it.
Yeah.
You could do it yourself.
A lot of the analysis comes from the real-time data that came through to the news medias the night and following the election. And some entrepreneurs out there have started crunching data themselves, in addition to multiple experts who could easily recognize, with the mathematical brain that I do not have, the beyond explicable deviations to the point of mathematical impossibility that 186,000 votes come in at once, all for Joe Biden. That's like flipping a coin 186,000 times and it lands on heads every time. That does not happen. There is no reasonable explanation for the upshoots, the straight lines up. I'm not even talking about an angle. I'm talking about some massive straight lines up in the vote tallies in the middle of the night after they've supposedly stopped counting. And that's when the Dominion operators went in and injected votes and changed the whole system. And it affects votes around the country, around the world, and all kinds of massive interests of globalist dictators, corporations, you name it. Everybody's against us except President Trump and we the people of the United States.
You spoke of unleashing the Kraken. Is the country ready for this? I mean, Americans should be astonished at what you're saying here today. Is the country on the verge of an electoral breakdown?
We've already had it. We have already had that electoral breakdown. But the Constitution, as Jenna explains, has provisions in it for how you fix this. And there should never be another election conducted in this country, I don't care if it's for local dog catcher, using a Dominion machine and Smartmatic software. We've got to have an American company that uses paper ballots that we can all verify so every one of us can see that our vote is our vote.
Why are you not requesting recounts in Wisconsin counties that use Dominion software? You're requesting recounts in two counties that don't use the software at all.
This case is not only about, remember, this case didn't begin with Dominion. This case began, and this case can be proven the old-fashioned way. It can be proven based on just good old-fashioned Democratic tactics that go back to Mayor Daley in the 1960s when he held the vote back in Chicago so that he could elect John F. Kennedy. Or as recently as last year when they held the vote back in Palm Beach County and Broward County, yep, in order to see if they could steal that election for the Senate and governor, and then got caught manufacturing ballots. Democrats have been doing this for years on a small scale. When they passed the mail-in voter statute, which all of a sudden multiplied by 10 times the number of mail-in votes, they realized they could have a field day. They could do precisely what Jimmy Carter and Secretary Baker warned us about. All you have to do is own an election board, and you can get away with it. And unlike what Sydney is talking about, where you could have a paper trail, a paper ballot, I tried to point out to you, the minute that you separate the outer envelope from the ballot, you can no longer trace it, which is why the count, whatever the count in Georgia today is, it's totally ridiculous. They're counting the same fraudulent ballots one more time. Yeah. And we're still very close.
Let's pause it here, go to a break. Now, interesting, when you start looking at this thing, Governor Kemp was the former Secretary of State of Georgia. And I believe the Dominion machines came in during his time. Should Stacey Abrams actually be governor? Did he possibly Jimmy the system?
Possible, actually.
Because he is mighty quiet.
Wow. And if he did that, he deserves to
go to jail.
Yeah.
Okay, Jim, David, coming back to you after this break.
Let me be. Everybody's little sugar daddy want to love you. Everybody's little sugar daddy got to love you.
Huh. He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You know, every winter I have customers come in and say, well, I waited till winter to buy that new Hustler ZTR mower because I figured that's when they go on sale. And then I have to explain that unfortunately it doesn't work like that. Except this year. Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, and I'm proud to announce Hustler's year-end savings event. During the month of November, get up to $400 off all remaining 2020 Hustler Raptor residential ZTR mowers. So if you're one of those who believe that good things come to those who wait, well, you're right. But don't wait any longer, because when the 2020 Hustler models are gone, so are these deals. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for over 20 years we provide parts and service for not only what we sell, but for many other brands as well.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's
241-6414. Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Ladies are going to be addressing you on this one. Tonight is Ladies Night at Dillon Wings, 119 Brown Springs Road, right before you, coming from AUM, right before you get to the Atlanta Highway. They're going to have special pricing, new inventory available, grab bags for the first people that get there. They'll be buying gold, silver, and platinum if you bring it tonight. It's from 6 to 8. It's going to be a great time. Dillon Wings, they're going to give you a telephone number. I would appreciate it if you would call them and tell them you were coming so they could be prepared for you. 334-215-3669. Do yourself a favor. Meet Josh and Leslie at Dillon Wings. You're going to love them. They're great, talented. They have some beautiful things. Take advantage of it. Go see what they've got. See what Josh can create. Let him show you some of the stuff they've done. He's got a little book that he made of personalized jewelry that he's made for people. So give him a call, 334-215-3669. Dillon Wings tonight, Ladies Night. Let me go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Pretty good, Dan. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
Great. A couple things here. I've been listening to you with the press conference there. I heard several reporters from the mainstream media.
Questions.
CNN, some others. Yeah, questions. Why are they there, Dan? Because you won't hear any of that stuff on their networks tonight.
They're trying to get them to make a faux pas so they can report the faux pas.
Yeah. Would you call that hypocrisy? Yes.
I would call it yellow dog journalism.
Yeah. It's a joke to them. I mean, they're just there trying to gotcha, and then they're not going to even report it. So, you know, what a bunch of idiots. Dan, how far does this go up into the Democratic Party, the leadership of the Democratic Party? Do you think there's people in the leadership that know about this?
Well, if you follow the continuum concept going back from 19 to 2016, the highest ranking Democrat at that time, I think, had willful knowledge of this.
Hmm.
Willful knowledge of what was going on, and I think he probably had knowledge of what, you know, that this was going to happen.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, that was some scary stuff I was listening to. people involved in this from Venezuela. I mean, just good Lord.
Scary, isn't it?
Yeah. This has got to be purged, or we will end up like Venezuela.
Yeah, let me tell you something. And again, think how many times the Democrats said, you know, election interference by Russia. We can't allow that. That's subverting our democracy. Well, how about internal domestic interference with our election? I see if they feel as strongly about that as they do about Russia running some ads on Facebook.
Well, after hearing this stuff today and what's been going on the last 4 years, a lot of that stuff was just diversionary tactics.
Well, they wanted, they wanted to try to say that the election was not genuine because Donald Trump was not the genuine president because he got outside interference that helped him get elected. And in reality, I think that's what we're going to find out actually was done here. Yeah. But we have it's got to be proven. Got to be proven.
Yeah.
And we need, this is where DOJ, I mean, I will be a happy camper if I see a DOJ press conference that they're involved in this.
Yep.
And, and particularly if the Durham report helped to advance some of this.
Yeah. You talk about in the Democratic Party. Do you think someone like Schumer or Nasty Nancy would know of any, would be involved in this at all?
In taking how I know D.C. works, I would think that somebody probably made them aware and, like, you know, like the guy who was involved with Dominion said to the Antifa guy, you don't need to worry about any of this thing. We've got this thing rigged. I think they probably have said, I think they probably gave him a wink and a nod. I might be getting too far out in front of my skis here, but, you know, you remember Schumer said, the intelligence community has seven ways to Sunday to get you back. You remember him saying that?
Mm-hmm.
I think that he knows exactly what the intelligence community is capable of doing, being part of the Gang of Eight. And I think that he knew that the Democrats were knee-deep in that group.
Well, just listening to how these people that were rigging this election were so confident that they had it all. You know, it was going to, they were talking landslide and blue weather. That just shows you how much support Trump had that it almost messed him up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just think if it had just been a legitimate election, it would have been a landslide for Trump.
Yep. It would have been.
So it's going to get
interesting
here.
It is indeed.
I hope we don't find anybody floating in the Potomac River.
Jim, thank you for your telephone call.
Y'all have a good afternoon.
You too. David, I'm going to go to a break. I'll be back to you after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data. Points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing letter. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Fun. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years of doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Fun, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The news continues to get better and better as we get towards the weekend. For today, hard to improve on this with lots of sunshine, great fall day, high temperature up in the upper 60s, not quite as cold tonight, overnight low 44. Tomorrow, warming trend begins, a great Friday forecast, sunshine with a high around 73. Then over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, you're going to love this, warm and dry with highs in the mid-70s, 50s at night, maybe a stray shower or two on Monday, but still very mild for November. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
We're going to get back in here on topic, and topic is this press conference presser that legal team Trump did, led by Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell and others. Y'all, you heard from John Williams and about the great things going on in Mortgage Corporation South. Take advantage of it, please, for me. Whether you're a VA loan or whether you're not, if you have an interest rate in high threes, low fours, you can save money. I was shocked at how much money I saved. And I consolidated some other things in there and really loosened up my cash flow. And since it's a lot lower interest rate, I have no problems paying it off faster. Where I'm doing exactly what I'm accomplishing when I was with the old debt. I'm killing it at the same pace, but I'm paying a lot less. Now, that, you can't go wrong with that. Mortgage Corporation South, 567-9000. Give John Williams or the gang there. If you tell one of the girls, say, I'm with you. I want you to be outside doing work instead of having to be inside. NMLS number 232-876, an equal housing lender. David, you have been so patient with me.
I tell you, I actually refinanced a little over a month ago with one of your other sponsors, and went from a 4.37 to a 2.62.
Yay!
Saved me $56,000 on my mortgage. that's only if I actually go the full duration. So, can I go on a rant for 30 seconds before I get to my point?
You go ahead. I'll back up and give you the floor.
My son just called me while I was on hold, who just got back to the States from 3 years overseas serving in the Air Force. He's an Air Force captain, highly decorated, and just found out how far the United States has slid into the toilet since he left 3 years ago.
Yeah.
He went to the DMV. He's an Auburn graduate. He went to the DMV to get a Texas plate that said CPT for AU. The girl asked and said, what's the CPT stand for? He says, Captain, I'm an Air Force captain. You can't have a plate in the state of Texas that has any reference to military.
What?
Yeah.
So my nickname is Tank. I can't have it on my license plate?
Evidently not.
If I drive really, really fast and my license plate says Bullet, I can't have that, right?
I guess not.
If I
in the state of Texas,
that just is amazing to me. So I can't have license plate that says gunfire
or I Target. Guess not.
I guess yeah. ICBM is right out.
Yeah. ICBM is way, that's on the kill list for sure.
But, you know, like I told my son, I said, well, I said,
Star
you got
to
realize,
enough too. Yeah, thank
you. You got to realize where that's coming from, Austin, which is basically.
Oh, yeah. Well, now,
you know,
Austin's a city, the capital's in Austin, but they're conservatives, and they didn't take over the state house that they thought they were going to be able to do that.
Yeah, but, you know, they joke how Austin is now the Cal Berkeley of Texas.
Oh, yeah, let me tell you, I have friends that go, they're trying to, matter of fact, I have one that left Austin, and she was in the, her dad is real big into plays and stuff, and she was one of these people that worked in the theater. And she left. She's pretty liberal, and she left. She said, this is just way too much for me.
Yeah, it really is. Anyway, now to my point.
Yes.
Why has nobody asked, which I've said this weeks ago, that Stacey Abrams is the tip of the spear of the fraud in Georgia, and she guarantees 600,000 votes, mail-in votes for Biden. How can she guarantee that, and why is no one asking her why? She can guarantee that.
Nobody is. I mean, and she has been known to be a little fast and loose with her verbiage.
Yeah. But can you imagine if a Republican made that statement? I'm guaranteeing 600,000 mail-in votes, you know, for a Republican, for Trump or whoever. You think the media wouldn't be all over that? Asking, well, how could you guarantee that?
Yeah, you can't guarantee that.
Yeah.
Unless she knows them, we don't.
Exactly. You know, that's the reason I'm saying I believe all along that she has been the architect in Georgia of the fraud that has gone on, especially with mail-in and absentee ballots. I have no doubt in my mind, especially in the Atlanta area, Fulton County. I have little doubt that she was,
yeah,
you know, all about
that. Fulton County is kind of ground zero, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely it is. So, you know, I'd just like to see somebody ask her that question in the media.
They won't. Don't hold your breath.
Oh, I won't. You know, believe me. You know, so.
I watched part of an interview with her talking about the election. I almost threw up in my mouth. I mean, just unbelievable, the things that she said. I mean, she was accusing the Republicans of stealing the election.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, speaking of, you know, I don't know if you do it, but last week, the wonderful, esteemed Rod Blagojevich even admitted.
Hey, that's a name out of the past.
Yeah, even admitted that fraud is a tried and true tradition of the Democrat Party.
Yeah. I didn't hear that, but I concur.
Oh, absolutely. So, have a good one, Dan.
Thanks, David. Always enjoying a conversation with you. Roy, I haven't heard a name of Roy in a long time. Roy, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
How are you and Joey doing?
We're good, and how are you today?
I'm hanging in there. One of the things you mentioned was talking about how far up it went in the Democratic Party. You remember in the debate, Biden over and over said he had to wait till 4 a.m. to make sure who the real winner is and all this stuff. And he's trying to get Trump to say that he would abide by what the results were. And Trump looked at him and said, no, you're going to cheat. Y'all remember that in the debate?
I did not remember that, but it sounded very Trump-esque.
Well, how do you know 4 a.m. was going to be the time? Because they closed it down from about 12 to 3:30 a.m., most of those places in swing states. So they brought in the manufactured ballots, and then they did their algorithms to figure out how much they'd have to flip in the machines and make it look good. They didn't want to go overboard on the mail.
So you think Joe Biden had knowledge?
Oh, yes. He obviously had knowledge.
So he just acts dumb. He isn't really dumb, right?
Well, I mean, he came out and said it, more or less. How would he know that 4 a.m. was the time?
Well, I'm not sure that 4 a.m. was the time, but...
Well, I mean, most of them were closed 12 to 3:30.
I'm just saying that Pennsylvania didn't get really finished until last Wednesday.
Well, I mean, as far as tabulating and showing everybody what the votes coming in were. So one of the reasons they had to shut it down, if they were flipping votes, they couldn't flip votes and have a percentage of Trump drop down and the tabulation percentage did not go up. Now, see, that would have been too obvious. That's That's why it had to be shut down.
Right.
All right. Enjoyed it.
Thanks, Roy. Appreciate all you. Right. Back to Rudy Giuliani.
So far, no single court has found evidence of fraud. That's got to be disappointing for you and the president.
Then.
How would you describe his mood at the moment? And do you and him still genuinely believe you can overturn this election, or is it about something bigger for you?
Well, it is about something. Let's go from the big picture to the smaller picture. The most important thing here is that this has been a massive attack on the integrity of the voting system in the greatest democracy on earth. The people who did this have committed one of the worst crimes that I've ever seen or observed. One of the things we're the most proud of in this country is that we've been such a long-standing democracy based on the right to vote. They have trashed the right to vote. They've dishonored the right to vote. They've destroyed the right to vote, and they're greed for power and money. And there's no doubt about it. This was not an individual idea of 10 or 12 Democrat bosses. This is a plan. You would have to be a fool not to realize that. They do the same thing in exactly the same way in 10 big Democrat-controlled, in most cases, crooked city. And when I say crooked city, go look at how many of their officials have gone to jail in the last 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 or 60 years that they have dominated and destroyed those cities. They picked the places where they could get away with it. They picked the places where, whether or not Republicans testified to something, judges would just dismiss it because judges are appointed politically. And too many of them are hacks. They picked places where they could get a sheriff that refused to enforce a court order. When we got a court order that we could be 10 feet closer, our representatives were told, if you try to do it, I'll arrest you.
You're painting a portrait of a national conspiracy, suggesting that Joe Biden was actually part of that.
Part one, it began as a national conspiracy. Clearly, that evidence emerged very, very quickly. The minute I saw that it was the same thing in 10 states, just using logic, I said, this can't be an accident. And then what I was surprised about is the dimension of it. I mean, not inspecting almost 700,000 ballots is astounding.
If you're suggesting that Joe Biden was part of that conspiracy, I just wonder what your evidence is.
Honestly, I don't know what Joe Biden is aware of or not aware of. And I mean that as a lawyer, not trying to be cute. I've watched him. I've observed him. I honestly don't know how much he's aware. I don't know how much he decides and how much things are decided for him. So
Let me address one other thing to your question about the process. Your question is fundamentally flawed when you're asking where is the evidence. You clearly don't understand the legal process. What we have asked for in the court is to not have the certification of false results. And so to say, hold on a minute, we have evidence that we will present to the court. We haven't had the opportunity yet to present that to the court. We're giving you an overview and a preview of what we've discovered, but no court yet has had that opportunity. So when we have fraud allegations pending, so what we've asked for are temporary restraining orders or injunctions to not certify false results. We're very happy that the reason we dismissed that lawsuit today is because the Michigan county in Wayne County, they're not going to certify that because 71% of counties have inconsistent data. No person in this room or in this country should want states to rush through and coronate a president with false results. We have to make sure that the results are accurate. Okay. That's what we will prove.
Two more questions.
The Secretary of State says that can't actually happen, that those votes can't be rescinded, and that the certification in Michigan currently stands. The
Secretary of State where?
In Michigan.
Yeah, well, there are problems in Michigan. Follow the money.
Follow the political party, ma'am. I mean, you're actually seriously going to want me to take seriously the Secretary of State of Michigan? When the Secretary of State of Michigan never bothered to find out that the votes in her state were being counted in Germany by a Venezuelan company, and you want me to take her seriously or him seriously? I mean, I was in government. If I were the governor of that state, I'd fire everybody that was involved in this election. They didn't come and tell me that my state was going to be embarrassed, made a fool of, because I'm sending my votes of people in Michigan over to Germany to be counted by a company that is owned by people who are allies of Maduro and Chavez. By the way, Carolyn Maloney, who wrote that, is my congresswoman. A Democrat pointed that out. They didn't do the darndest bit of due diligence. If you bought a $10 million company, you would have done more due diligence of that. Maybe they're incompetent, or maybe they didn't want to know. But you're not going to have me take seriously anything that comes from anyone involved in the election the way it was conducted in Michigan.
But you guys are saying that those votes have been rescinded. They haven't. The Secretary of State there says that they can't be.
The Secretary of State can say whatever she wants to say. Of course she's going to say that. She's a Democrat. She could also credit the affidavits of the two people and say that the board is tied and therefore the vote hasn't been certified. So because she's a Democrat, she's saying that. Do you think she has any credibility, having run the kind of election they ran in Michigan? You think anyone in that government has credibility after using a machine and fooling their citizens? There can't be a person in Michigan who thought their vote was being sent outside the United States so somebody could play with it. I mean, it's disgraceful what the government of Michigan did to its citizens. Absolutely disgraceful.
We're not, we are
limited in what we can do. We're not the FBI. We're not the government. We don't have that kind of subpoena power. We don't have the power to just go subpoena anything we want. The government does. We would have to subpoena in line with a case. Our first case, we're asking for that authority in Pennsylvania and in Michigan. But you have to get that authority from the court. We're private citizens. We're not the government. If I were the government, like I used to be, there'd probably be a lot of people arrested by now. Because there's plenty of probable cause. Plenty of probable cause.
Thank you, everybody.
No.
We'll take...
Well, first of all, our cases haven't been dismissed. We only have
Look at the plaintiffs who were involved in this.
It's not our case, ma'am. Don't lie to people.
I'm saying, what do you say to
ma'am, you are lying.
I think that we
You're lying.
That,
you're lying. Well, continue to lie. I'm not going to...
Kind of went way over their head.
Ma'am. Let me answer the question. The answer to the question is, we don't have a lot of lawsuits. We only have three. Our lawsuits have not been dropped all over the place. Okay, well, you're a totally discourteous person. I'm going to finish my answer. The fact is we have very, very few lawsuits. The lawsuits you're talking about have been brought by private individuals and groups. Most of them were dismissed for lack of standing, probably correctly, because they were brought before the election took place. The election is now over. The only lawsuit we have withdrawn is the one where we got the relief that we wanted, and that's the one in Michigan. We also have another lawsuit in Michigan that will accomplish the other objectives of what we want to do in Michigan. So it's silly to have two competing lawsuits. The only lawyer that left a case left because he was threatened. His family was threatened. His children were threatened. And so was the other lawyer. Yeah, that's true. We have a little difficulty getting lawyers because our lawyers get threatened with being killed because of the ridiculous way in which you cover this and the ridiculous way in which you cover.
You haven't seen how I've covered this. No,
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about everybody, but I get a pretty good sense from the way you handle yourself, how you cover it. All right, we're finished with you now. One last question.
Can you give us the
one last question?
Because
One last question from a reasonable civil person. Yeah, you are not. Yes.
I'm not a reasonable person?
No, her. She isn't.
Okay, all right.
Well, we'll find out.
I'm from the Daily Caller, for the record.
Oh, there we go.
If the courts don't let you present these cases like Jenna just said, will you give the entire bulk of the evidence to the media to review? And if so, when? Or are you going to drag this thing out like the Hunter Biden hard drive again?
We're not going to drag it out. I mean, it's ridiculous for you to say we're dragging it out. Well, Al Gore had a lot more time than we've had, and we've had 2 weeks to investigate. So that's also completely unfair to say we're dragging it out. Also, if we're going to present things in court, if we present it to you, judges are not going to be very happy with us. And finally, I have to tell you, our witnesses don't want to be exposed to the tender mercies of a vicious press. I have great difficulty getting those witnesses that I did reveal to allow me to do it. They don't trust you. They don't like you. They think you put their lives in jeopardy with the spin that you put on what's going on here and with the unfairness in which you cover it. It's not easy to reveal the things that they tell me.
So the answer is no.
The answer is I can't do it because I can't put a witness's life in jeopardy or a person who thinks there's life in jeopardy. This woman tells me we have lawyers dropping out of the case. We have lawyers dropping out of the case because they're being threatened with destruction of their careers, destruction of their livelihood, and in some cases, destruction of their lives. That comes about because of the hysterical way in which you have covered Donald Trump and his administration. But we're going to change all that. We're going to go to courts. We're going to prove it in court. I would love to release all the information that I have. I would love to give it to you all, except most of you wouldn't cover it. A few of you would. And then we'd have half the American people probably informed. The censorship that is going on in this country right now by big tech and by big media is almost as dangerous as the election fraud that we're revealing. Maybe just as dangerous. We're headed to a very bad place. And it is not inappropriate that a Venezuelan company counted our votes. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to a break. Come back, do the wrap-up after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage. And here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Okay, boys and girls, we're out of time. We're going to do a little wrap here. Keywords for tonight to watch for ABC, NBC, and CBS is without evidence, doing a press conference, making claims, false claims. This isn't going to go anywhere on ABC, NBC, and CBS. If it does say, if they say anything about it, they'll be saying bad things about Rudy Giuliani and the crazy Trump legal team. Fox is going to be a different story. To give you an idea, Let's go to the Wayne County. Republicans want to reverse their vote today. These are the guys that were basically assaulted by the other members of the canvassing board to certify the election. Listen into this story.
Republican officials in Wayne County seen here demanding their vote to certify election results be reversed. This as the two claim they were misled after suggesting further investigation into the election process. Joining me now to react, Young Americans for Liberty, Kristen Tate. A lot going on in Wayne County, which is the Detroit area. So you have yesterday the Board of Canvassers, which consists of two Republicans and two Democrats. They voted to certify these election results. Now the Republicans on this board are saying, we're going to take that back. We were bullied into this and misled. So what's going on there?
Yeah, they were bullied, and the bullying and smears that were really leveled at these two board members was just despicable. I mean, all over the country, it seems like Democrats are furious at efforts to make sure that this is a fair election. We want to make sure that all legal votes are counted, of course, but illegal votes just should not be counted, and I don't think there's anything controversial about that statement. And these two board members had initially agreed to certify on the understanding that there would be an audit conducted over inconsistencies and absentee ballots, but then when they started to believe that that audit would not actually happen, that's when they reversed their decision.
Okay, so these guys, and they were intensely bullied, and they, I had Ronald McDaniels talking about it, but they reversed, and they won't certify this now. And so now more information about the bullying.
These two Republican canvassers, they said that they were bullied into this. They were called racist for saying that they didn't want to confirm these election results. Let's take a listen to a little bit of what that sounded like.
You are a disgrace.
It is as though the 15th Amendment was never passed.
What the both of you are doing right now is adding to systemic racism.
You know, the reason that these Republican canvassers wanted to audit these election results, that's why they said that they would certify the results only if there was an audit that took place, is because the number of didn't match, the number of people who voted didn't match the number of ballots received. So how does that happen?
Right. Well, they're saying that, you know, the number of absentee ballots counted doesn't match up with the absentee ballots that, you know, were stated in these sworn affidavits. I mean, this is just something that needs to be investigated. It might not change the results. And Democrats should be in favor of this, too. If they believe that their candidate fairly won, I don't see why they wouldn't want these allegations of misconduct looked into. Again, this really shouldn't be partisan, and the fact that it is really worrisome.
In 81 precincts, there were more ballots voted than there were requested on absentee. That to kind of give you an idea. Okay, folks, now we've had a great day today. Enjoy the press conference. I enjoyed your calls today, but make sure you don't get too far over your skis on this thing. Let's let this thing play out, see what the next steps are. I'll be monitoring the media tonight, see what they're talking about, see if I start detecting a Democrat unified talking point out there, and I'll share that with you tomorrow. But let's just stay calm, keep our powder dry, see what happens here. We're not there yet by a long shot. This has got to have proof behind it. I see DOJ behind it. I'm going to be a happy boy. Joey, thanks for the great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to be doing this, keep doing this until I get it right. It's going to be the TGIF edition of the Dan Morris Show tomorrow. Greg Budell, the great, he's next.